Amen, amen. Today I'll be coming from the Word of God that talks about real estate, the wealth of God. Psalm 96 says, "Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathens that the Lord reigns. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the fields be joyful and all that therein. Then shall all the trees of the woods rejoice before the Lord. For he comes to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth." God bless the reading of his holy word. Amen. I am Archbishop Dr. Marcia Karen Smith Abrams Almasi, and we're going to stream this broadcast on the radio as well as on the video channel, Mushrooms Television Broadcasting Network, and Mushrooms Service Radio Television Broadcasting Network. Had to put all that out there. And then, so we want to give God praise. I want to find the scripture that talks about where God's word says, when we're dealing with wealth, since that's a topic I'm bringing to your attention today. We want to bring about the words of God that speak to that subject, which is wealth. And we're dealing with real estate. Real estate. So the scripture says that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and all that dwell in it. So if you want wealth, the first person you should seek is God himself. It just makes practical sense because he is the ambassador of the entire world, of the entire earth. He was created and he made it for his glory. Amen. Praise God and bless his holy name. Amen. So I think it's just really appropriate just to ask God. He said you have not because you ask not. And it's very true in all. So today I'm going to share some hidden secrets, some things that the Lord has taught me over the years of my life. And I've been selling real estate since I was 15. I've been licensed to do that and learned a lot throughout the years, and I wouldn't say I made any mistakes whatsoever, because I believe that in everything that you do, although it may not turn out perfect, anything that you do is for God's glory. You know, you learn from it, you glean from it. You know, I want to thank my 303 subscribers. Also, I want to thank everyone that has looked at all my videos as well as my photos. And, you know, I thank Google for really helping me to, you know, be, you know, seen visibly through my eyes, my eyes being the eyes of the camera, you know, so I have a camera eyes. Amen. So I'm very excited about all 10 million views and growing, you know. It's like when I come into a location, I don't know if there's like a message go out. Oh, my goodness. So you guys have to, like, literally forgive me because I've been trying to find my hairbrush, and I don't know what happened to it. But anyway, I'm kind of raw tonight. But I really want you to look at God's way of having wealth for yourself, you know. And I'm going to give you some insights tonight so that you can become wealthy in your own right, wealthy being what's reasonable to you. You know, the wealth, you know, it says the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. Well, we are not wicked people. We are children of God, and the earth is the Lord's, and the Lord of Lords. And you know, everything belongs to Him. So that means we're the children of God, the heirs and joint heirs because of Jesus Christ. We are the prodigy of God, not only created by Him, but our thoughts, our intentions, everything, our praise, our worship belongs to God. So getting wealthy, we already have that, but some people don't personify that because they don't seem to live in a wealthy world in their own self. And why I say that is your thoughts. You know, things are thoughts. Thoughts are things, and how you think about yourself, how you perceive yourself, is just the place where you put yourself. I'm looking like alfalfa here. Please forgive me. But seriously, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. I read from Psalm 96 and Psalm 97 also culminate another aspect of the Lord. It says, the Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice, and let the mountains of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. The fire goes before him and burn up his enemies round about. His lightning enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. Amen. I mean, God is fierce, man. He's a force to be reckoned with. He said, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm, you know. And don't even mess with the children, right? God's word said it's best that a millstone be wrapped around your neck and you be tossed in the sea, you know, like what the mob does, and you give you a cement shoe, and, you know, you stay there. You get a watery grave. So God is not a respecter of persons. So if you want wealth, the person to ask is God. Since everything belongs to him, everything he created, Psalms 97 verse 5 says, the hills melt like wax, you know, at the presence of the Lord. I mean, these are like mountains, you know, will just melt away, you know, like amazing. You've seen a candle, you know, and you put light to it and how the wax just melts down, you know. It says that the mountains, the hills, melt like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. It says the heaven declares the righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Found be all they that serve grave image. You know, grave image is like an idol, you know, a statue. Some people, you know, create a statue of themselves, and they just keep on looking at themselves in a, you know, statue form, whether it's metal or gold or a gem or whatever, you know. They worship that idol with his money. I'm going to teach you wealth, but I don't want you to look to that wealth that you will create, you know, look to God, the creator of all things, and bless his name and ask, seek God. I'm going to have a few people going to teach one real estate 101 tonight. My subject matter again is how you know, if you need my help, I'll help you, everyone actually. Right now, this is the greatest transfer of wealth that is coming on this world now, 2021, right? It's happening. We're in the midst of it, right? It's through what you're seeing me through. And so I'm going to show you a way and ways that you can become very wealthy. But my caution to you is that what they said in the Bible, that when you get into all your wealth, in your wealthy place, you have your gold, your honey, the milk, the fat of the land, and you will be in that place if you just follow these step-by-step instructions, very simple instructions. Everyone actually probably know about it, but they don't know how to implement it. So I'm going to teach you things that you most likely already know, but we're going to also show you how to implement it. And if you don't, then you can ask me for help, and I'll be glad to help you. I'm very serious. I'm going to help many, many people because I believe that the things that the Lord has allowed me to go through and experience in my life and my real estate career business career, dealing with contracts, laws, and all these different things, military teaching, education, all these different things, administrative things, all of that came to bring me to wisdom and understanding that came from God. Let me finish the scripture, and I will go right into the first step of Real Estate 101, how to allow me to help you to get into house. All right. Now, it says the hills, verse 5, Psalms 91, the hills melt like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heaven declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Amen. Praise God. And verse 7 says, in confound be all they that serve graven images. They're confused, you know, that boast in themselves, you know, of idols. You know, they worship their cars, they worship their land, they worship things. They don't worship God. They don't worship the Creator. They worship themselves. You know, they could be an idol of themselves. Their face is beautiful, and they just, you know, I mean, they would never come on the World Wide Web, you know, with a hair like, you know, how I got it. It wouldn't happen. I remember I was in Iceland, man, and we were doing a fashion show. And we all, you know, I think I rented a bus or something. We all got on, all my models, you know, we all got on the bus from Keflavik Naval Air Station. And the bus driver took us to Reykjavik so we can get clothes and, you know, for our fashion show that we were going to do at the Icelandic Theater. And that was where we were going to be modeling and also dancing and different things that we had practiced to do. Anyway, that particular day, I don't know why, but and I know better, but I took my hair out, you know, and didn't have time to do all the dressing that I have to do with my head. My God, you know, I got to press it out and everything and just do a lot of work for it to look nice and palatable for the eye. And I stretched out my hair and everything. It was time to go. I had to go. So I had this, you know, afro, you know, because it's when the steam or the weather, the rain hits it in Iceland, had that kind of weird type of weather. So it was that mist, you know, hit my head that was pressed. I did press it with the hot iron. And it just popped into apple. By the time we got on the bus as we were going, my hair was changing. I guess, and people were looking at me, you know, like, why do you have an apple? And I say this story because one of my models, I think she was like 10 or 12, as we were walking in Reykjavik and going to a store that she wanted to get some of her attires from, she told me a hidden secret that her mother said to her. And her mother said to her that I would never come out of the house with my head looking like that. I mean, the kinky raw stuff, you know. It was like, I said, wow, that's deep, you know. And so, you know, there are people that worship themselves and, you know, they cannot even move if they don't have their makeup on. You know, everything has to be perfect, you know, for them to go out the door. And they spend hours before they in preparation of themselves to go out the door, you know, and if they're not right, you know, whether they wear a wig or they have, I don't know, it doesn't matter what style they do with their head, their nails, or whatever. They worship their body, from the hair to the face to the body, the thinness of their body, and many things, you know. So here in verse 7, it says that confounded be they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols, worship him, all ye gods. So the scriptures is referring to the psalmist David is saying worship. Everyone should worship God, you know. He's even saying the gods need to worship God. Verse 8, it says, Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments of the Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Yea, ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserved the souls of his saints. He delivered them out of the hands of the wicked. So no matter what is going on in your life, God will, you know, perfect your way. He will protect you. Even when you didn't even know you were in trouble, driving down the path of wherever, you know, God will protect you through the angelic beings that surround you from the throne of God. You protect you from the thoughts and intent of the wicked. Mm-hmm. So verse 11 says, light is shown for the righteous and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, saying the psalmist, which are songs and poetic sonnets by David, you know, he's just worshiping God. And that's what I want you to do. You're going into a wealthy place. I need you to worship God, seek God, ask at all times what to do next, And he will give you divine instruction. So I'm waiting. I was supposed to have a phone call, and I wanted to get some questions as I'm getting ready to go over this. But I wanted to not just share it with just a few. I wanted to share it with as many people because this is very rich things. And as I unfold the hidden treasures of wisdom that God has given to me, I pray you can use it. And if you need my help, please, I'm going to be here for you to help you to get your first house. So this first strategy we're talking about is basically how to acquire a house and using a contract to call it an option contract, okay? So if you allow me to acquire the property for you, this is the agreement that we will have together, you and I. Everything is in writing so that everybody knows the page that we're on as of this day, today, August 14th. 2021, right? So whatever we are going to do, it is in writing on, you know, writing pad. It could be on a napkin with a pen or pencil. Doesn't matter. It could be a slate in a chalk, but everything is written down, right? The Bible in Habakkuk, God said to Habakkuk 2 and 3, 3 verse 2 or 2 verse 3, says write the vision and make it plain on tablet. So we're going to be writing a contract, okay? I'm going to buy a house for you to live in. I'm not going to live there. You're going to live there. How, you know, why would I do that? Well, you asked me to do that. And so, you know, I don't just, you know, just run around buying houses for people I don't know. No, you came to me and you asked me if you want to get a house. So I acquired a property and you want a house, so I'm going to put you into it. So to put you into a house, you first are going to be my tenant. And as a tenant, you have rights. But I don't want to deal with tenancy. Tenancy is problematic for me. I remember I've been doing real estate since I was 15. I've learned that tenants are a handful there. They're very problematic and very needy. And I really don't have that time anymore to spend time caring for a tenant. I don't want to be in that position. My position is to put you in your wealthy place to own that house, okay? So it's a different mindset. Cannot on your own acquire this house, right? So you came to me, and I said, okay, I'll do it. So we put it in writing. Now, I don't want you to be a tenant forever, but the only way for you to be in a house that, you know, I own is that's the only agreement that's by law that can be, you know, in writing, you know, and it's called tenancy. So if you come in as a tenant, so you're going to first have first month rent, and you're going to also have last month's rent. And so you have an entry and an exit. So those two amounts is needed to even move into the house. Now the option, we're also going to go into an option contract. The option is you want that house to be in your name, right? So the option contract is the contract that requires money. So you can either do same amount as the rent amount, or you can put $5,000, or you can put $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, or, you know, 20%. 10% or 20% of what the mortgage is, you put that down. That money is called escrow. It goes into escrow. The escrow account is an account that is held by my trustee, right? My trustee could be a law firm, you know, but it's not held in my personal account. That money is secured. It is non-interest-bearing account. So the purpose of that money is for you to have an option to acquire the real property. Now, I don't need you to have any type of credit worthiness. You can have all kind of problems in the backdrop. I'm not going to run your credit. I'm not going to do that. But what I will do is every month you pay the rent, I will report that to the three major credit bureaus. And if you have a business, I'll also report it to Dun and Bradstreet for your business. So you're going to be knocking down two major hurdles every single month. So we're going to help you to bring your credit rating to a position where, you know, after the option, if you decide to do the option, you may want to continue being a tenant. You have all these choices. It's really a rich position to be in, you know. You've acquired a house that you really love, okay. I don't want you to show me a house that you want me to buy for you that you don't love, that, you know, you're in a place you're not happy with. I want you to be happy, okay, before you walk in the door. I want you to be happy on what it looks like on the outside. Okay, they call it curbside appeal. Okay, so these are the type of money that is needed when we're doing an option. And it's a win-win for me. It's a win-win for you because you have the first month's rent and the last month's rent. So if you decide to move out, you don't have to pay that last month's rent. You have money that basically you can use the next month, the last month that you're living there, you can use that money to move out to another place if you decide you don't want to exercise your option. So you have two choices. You can move out or you can stay as tenant, either way. Okay, so the option that I will use is a contract that rents for 2 years, up no longer than 5 years. 5 years you'll be renting from me, all right? And with that being said, you have within the written agreement that time to exercise your option. So what you should be doing is you already put money down, first month's rent, the last month's rent, and the option money, right, the escrow money. You already put that money down. So what you should be doing during the course of the next 5 years, if you're going to use a five-year game plan, which is very, very good, is you should be not only paying rent, but you want to also save money. You want to save, another $15,000. So you're going to set aside, so 5 years is 60 months, right? A lot of math here. But you have 60 months, which is 5 years. So, and I recommend you have whatever the mortgage is, 20%. You could say if it's a $300,000 mortgage that you went into with the option. So that's $30,000 is 10%. $60,000 is 20%. So let's go with $30,000. $30,000, you want to divide that by 60 months. That's $500. So you pay your rent, you pay all your other expenses, your cell phone, your internet, everything that makes you happy, your car payment, your insurance, all of those good things, your lifestyle that you're accustomed to, But in all you're doing, I want you to set aside $500 that is going to go into your own account somewhere, like a savings or a money market. A money market makes more interest for you. You'd earn more interest or dividends on a money market account more than a savings account, okay? So I would do a money market. But anyway, you put this $500, aside every month. At the end of 5 years, you would have acquired $30,000. You could do anything with that, by the way. You don't have to even use it for the option. you can go and get another house altogether. Amen. So basically, you're setting up yourself in a wealthy place, wealthy position. Without dealing with credit, okay, it's really it's a win-win-win for you. I'm telling you the truth. It's all about you with this particular agreement. Okay, so now the reason why you'll need that money, I'm going to explain it to you in step number three. So step number one, you found the house that you desired. Put down the rent money, first month, and your last month, and your earnest money deposit for the option. The rental contract is written up explaining that there'll be an 18-month time. That means 1 year and a half. You can exercise your option to purchase the house from me. And you will become the owner of the house, right? Or you have up to 5 years, 60 months to exercise that option. Like I said, the longer out gives you more ability to save more money for what you're going to need in number three and four. So number three is the buyer, which is you, the tenant, in the option agreement, decides to exercise their option, which means you now, you know, write me, call me, text me, somehow you email me and say, you know, Bishop, I'm ready now to, you know, buy the house and I want to go through the next process, the next step. All right. So you can go to a traditional bank, and I recommend, you know, at that point, you know, you go to a traditional bank, because remember, for 18 months, I have been reporting to the credit bureau about all your rental payments. 18 months, that's a lot of history that you've built up paying rent. You're paying rent, but you're paying it on time. You're not waiting for that five-year grace period. You do have 5 days, you know, in America. You have rent due on the first, and you have up to 5 days to pay it. But I want you to try and stay with that first, pay on the first, because remember that mortgage has to be paid. And the mortgage being paid also have a five-day grace. So if you use up your five-day grace, then I don't have 5 days to use up. If you don't pay it by a fifth, you know, to my person that collects the rent, I won't be collecting rent, by the way. I don't handle that. You know, I don't touch money. I will have, you know, one of my property managers, you know, that will take care of all of that for me. So if you do the first, you're really, really helping me, and you're helping yourself in your credit. It said it'd be paid on time, you know, on time as agreed in writing. And you give me an opportunity to make that mortgage payment, because remember, the property manager has to collect that mortgage payment from you, and then they have to get it over to that bank, the mortgage, where the mortgage is held. So, you know, if you help yourself by paying on the first, it helps everyone in the spectrum of things, because everybody's hand is in the cookie jar, right? But if you pay on the first, you're still within your legal rights, you know, you're still, you know, on time, but really there's no grace period for us who have to deal with getting that money over to the mortgage company quickly. We can't be late either. You know, we don't want to do anything to lose that house. So it's really, really, it's behooving to you to pay it on the first, okay? So item A, after 18 months in that house, you can go to the traditional bank and you can ask them to give you a loan for the house that you live in, you know? And, you know, you'd ask them, you'd let them know how much the mortgage is, and I'll give you how much, you know, what your option amount that you're going to buy the property for and things like that. So you have all the paperwork. You have it from the beginning, you know, with that option agreement. You can just bring them the option agreement and everything. So it has the mortgage amount that you'd be paying. So that's, you know, one thing. Now, worst case scenario, for whatever reason, you might have been paying rent on time, but you didn't do anything else, you know, on time. So the bank will look at your history and say they can't give you a loan. So that's, you know, you'd be devastated, right? Well, not really. Of course, you know, when somebody rejects you in any type or any form, you know, especially finance, it really hurts some sort of a way. So it's just, you know, you feel bad, but don't feel bad, because remember, I'm there with you, I'm on your side, and I'm still in the game, right? So 3B, what you can do, you come back, is, you know, to me, and say, Bishop, I really, you know, I couldn't get the loan from the bank, and can you help me? So the buyer wants, you know, you, the tenant that lives in the house, you know, with the option contract, said, I want to exercise my option. but I need you to help me. So we will write another agreement. And I'll say, yeah, because you've been a great tenant. You've been, you know, you showed me, you know, your true colors by paying the rent on time and everything. So, yeah, why not give you the house, you know, in your own name? There's a way to do it. But this time, we are going to go to settlement. We are going to go to closing. And this time, when we go to closing, you are going to be the owner of the house at settlement. Isn't that awesome? Okay. So what this means is the buyer would, you will continue paying rental agreement all the way through the closing, the settlement, and all of that, because sometimes it takes a month, sometimes it takes up 3 months. You know, one never knows. It depends on just everything, the business, the activities, the, you know, the court and all of that. So you never know. For you to be on a calendar for a settlement day, say wait in like 3 months. So you continue paying your rent, right, on time. And now we go to the settlement table when they give us the date, and we are going to open up a new mortgage in your name. I mean, this is exciting. You know, it's just, you know, it's like, you know, it's like secretary at the horse, you know, at the finish line, man. I don't know if anyone watches horse race, but I love horse race. And secretary was one of the thoroughbreds, you know, that my dad would take me to see many horse races and stuff like that. So yeah, going to that finish line is you made it to your new house. I mean, this is like, you've been there, you rented it, but it's like different. Now you're going to take ownership of this house. Okay? And so that's what happened at settlement. So what you're going to have to do, come to the table with that agreement. The money that you've saved, you know, I talked about that every month you should be saving $500, setting that aside. That money that you save up, that is going to be in the new agreement. And that's going to be a down payment, another escrow deposit on that property. So now, technically, you have two escrows. One was for the first option, and now this one is for the new mortgage being in your name. Isn't that awesome? So they will do, the accountant will do all the math, and based on all the money that's in escrow and the new money that's in escrow again, you, the amount of that mortgage amount from the option contract minus the escrow deposit that you had originally 5 years back or 2 years back, or what, you know, that amount plus the new money that you saved, all that together, they'll subtract those money. So say if you had done $15,000 in the original down payment on your escrow, and you raised $30,000, so that's $45,000. So if it was $300,000, now you have, they're going to subtract the $300,000, the $45,000 from the $300,000, and you have the new mortgage for the new amount, $300,000 minus $45,000. Okay, so let me just do some calculations so I won't leave you hanging on how much that would be. So we have $300,000 subtract $45,000 if that's, you know, if you were diligently every month doing $500 after 5 years, you would have had $30,000 plus the amount, whatever that was that you put down originally. So you now have a new mortgage of $255,000 with me being your bank. you're in this house, but this time your name is on the ownership of the property. So it's the amount of rent that you're paying most likely will still be the same amount within the new mortgage. So you could continue paying that, and the mortgage could be on a, I recommend doing 30 years, and that way you can pay it off within 15 years, even if you really, really, you know, some strategies I'll teach you, you can literally pay the house off in 7.5 years or 5 years. But I'll teach you those strategies. That's not real estate lesson. That's real estate 102 strategy, financial strategy to kill the mortgage, the death of a mortgage. That's what mortgage means. It's death. You know, the burning up of a mortgage is the burial of a debt. So after that, the additional 5 years go by, you can, you know, so an additional 5 years, so you've been in the house 5 years, then another 5 years now as the owner on it with a new mortgage, you can now go to the traditional bank, the same bank that you went to that said no 5 years hence, you can go back to them or you can go to another bank. But with all the history that you've had and paying and everything on time, there's no reason why they should not give you a loan. But if they said no, you still, you know, are the owner of the property, you still have a mortgage in place, and you're still paying it down, okay? So it doesn't really matter. You know, the traditional bank is going to give you, you know, more interest and stuff like that. You're going to have money for them and all that other stuff. So it's up to you if you want to even deal with a regular bank. You don't have to at all. So basically, that's real estate 101 on God's way of getting a wealth, getting into your wealthy place. And that's the, you know, what I have done for others. And, you know, many people have done well with this strategy. And it was really a win-win for them. And the house, you know, is in great condition. I believe the option tenant is the best tenant to have because they take care of the property because it's their own. You know, they're going to make sure the lawn is mowed. They're going to make sure if the fence, if it has a fence, needs painting, they make sure they paint the fence. They fix it up. They care for it. They have their dog or the animals if they have animals. They have their garage. They have private parking. And one of the things that I will do if you do an option contract with me to help you to get into your own house is if you want, and I recommend doing it, you know, we can rent out each room to help you to pay that rent each month. And that would be another agreement that we will write up because each of those tenants will have their own tenancy agreement. But you are the one that are the owner of the option contract to be potentially the owner of that house, okay? And so I think that's really great. The tenants will have their own private area, the lock on the doors, security. They can have their own refrigerator in their room, so nobody eats anyone else's food. It's a problem when you share, you know, tenancy, joint tenancy. When someone else takes your yogurt out of that fridge and you came from work and you were thinking about that yogurt, man, you went into the fridge and it was not there. It's not a good feeling. So to avoid some of those things, that everybody buy their own fridge in their own room. Prayerfully, if we get a big enough house to have several bathrooms, you know, our tenants can have their own bathroom, you know, and they don't have to share a bathroom. But most of the time, the lesser bathrooms, then there's sharing of the bathroom, sharing of the common area, things like that. Most people are adults. They get along, and everybody's helping each other. We're getting to be go into, like I said, the greatest transfer of wealth. Well, during the Great Depression of 2019 was one of the first time I think America experienced the greatest transfer of wealth, but it was the Great Depression, but many people got wealthy. So you, I'm speaking to, will be one of the wealthy people, okay, during this season that is upon us. And what happens is I will be helping you and you'll be helping me, and we'll help other people to also have housing and to live in a way as Americans like to live, the way we are accustomed to, in a nice home that is in a safe neighborhood, that is secure, and everybody will have shelter. And it's up to you, you know, but the more people that you allow me to help to get their first house, I please let me help you. We'll be helping everyone. It's a win-win-win-win situation. The banks will love everybody because everybody will be paying the bank their money. Amen. For the original mortgage. And then they also get new customer with another mortgage, you know. So the bank will be in a win-win-win-win position, right? Right now, the banks are not in a win-win position because many millions of people are losing their home during this great transfer of wealth. All right. This is the Archbishop Dr. Marcia Terrence and Abram Dalmasi. Please call me. I can give you my number. Oh, you know, I always say email me, but nobody ever emails me. I'll give you the number I would like you to call. And if you refer someone for me to help them to get into a house, I will give you a referral payment, compensation as a thank you for that referral. Yeah. But I need to know that the person came from you. So you have either text me or write to me by email. My email is mkspcg1@gmail.com. My phone number for these agreements is not a personal phone. This phone number is only going to be used just for real estate, okay? And it is Real Estate God's Way. It's 1-202-525-7829. I don't know that by heart, so let me say it again. 1-202-525-7829. If you know someone who needs help, who needs housing, who would like to have their own house, I would love to help you. Amen. This, like I said, the strategy is you tell me the house that you desire to be in, we'll get it for you. Amen. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May he bless you, your household, everything that you have, and everything that you are. I pray for peace upon your life, upon your household, upon your family, your friends, your colleagues, and your enemies. You know, we got to pray for your enemies, you know, because they need to be saved. They need their souls to be satisfied. They need to find God and Jesus Christ in their lives. So I pray for your enemies. So peace. All right, God bless you. This is the Archbishop, Dr. Marcia Cairns, Nick Abrams, Dalmasi. Please write to me. I'm going to send this out to everyone of all those numbers, the 10 million viewers. Again, thank you, Google, for sending my videos everywhere, 10 million views. I can't thank you enough. Thank you everyone for, you know, watching my photos, you know, through my eyes. You know, you're giving me likes and all of this stuff. I'm very excited about it. Thanks God for all my subscribers. I have 303 new subscribers and more to come. Thank you for that. We have so many thousands of people that listen to our broadcast in so many parts of the world. I'm just like just totally amazed. You know, I need to say, maybe I'm going to give a shout out. I wasn't planning on doing this part, but let me go into looking at some of the countries that are, you know, watching us, listening to us every day on the World Wide Web. over the internet. Again, we have people from the United States of America coming in strong. Alaska is strong. United Kingdom, Jamaica, West Indies, Guam, Guyana, St. Lucia. Amen. Praise God. We want to say our prayers are with the people in Haiti. They experienced an earthquake today, devastating one. I think the report is 227 people have lost their lives to that devastation at the moment. So we want to just reach out to them with our prayers. Amen. We have people from many other countries, so let me see if I can go through it really quickly. I have to look at the chart and make sure I say the right countries, because I'm just absolutely amazed at the listenership, you know. Again, you know, the United States, United Kingdom, we have Brazil, we have France, which is really amazing, you know, French-speaking countries listening to us, because all of our broadcasts, you know, we speak in English, but they translate it in their, you know, own dialect. We have Canada coming in strong. We have Russia. I'm absolutely amazed about that. We have the country called Spain, Germany. We have other countries, Italy, also Ukraine just stepped in. We have Pakistan, India, the great continent of China, still hanging with us. Thank God for China. Uganda, you know, it's absolutely amazing. Guatemala, Australia, Philippines. Amen. Praise God. Cambodia. We have Tanzania, you know, that's East Africa. On the west side of Africa, we have Nigeria and Ghana, West Africa, also the Ivory Coast, Cote d'Ivoire, another French-speaking country is listening in, Senegal. So it's amazing so that so many people are listening to our broadcast, and ministry is really going worldwide with not just entertainment, but, you know, how God is able to bless you with his word. So people are being healed with the ministries as pastors, bishops, evangelists, elders, you know, they come in every day faithfully preaching and teaching the word of God, you know, and, you know, it's like all volunteer force. They're not paid for any of this. Amen. So I want you just to, you know, write to us, you know, if you like, you know, you don't have to, and let us know that you are listening. I do see the numbers. I do know that many people are listening, but it's nice for the ministers to hear from you as well. Amen. Again, thank you all. And again, this is Archbishop Dr. Marcia Terrence, Miss Faber of Dalmasi. There's more countries, but I'm running out of time and I don't want to be shut down because I'm on the radio as well. So tune in. I am going to give you another step-by-step instructions on acquiring real estate God's way and bringing you into your wealthy and healthy place. And when you get that house, do not allow that house to be an idol. Always remember God, because it is He, God, that gives you the power to get wealth. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, I'm out. God bless you.